The computer problems interrupted students from Miami to Tallahassee as they took FCAT exams for the final time. Testing company Pearson says the problem was a contractor who hosts the exams online. Pearson says at least 200,000 students still completed the exam. State education officials say students who could not finish or submit the exam will be able to do so later. But Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says the interruption was inexcusable. She expects an explanation and a solution. Stewart also plans to seek damages from Pearson. The state fined the company $14 million in 2010 because FCAT results were late. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.